Hello. How are you about to call, you know? Good morning. Chichi.
Farmer, good morning.
Chichi. Chichi. I just saw your WhatsApp message. So
This one.
I'll call Mr. Igudu, the head of admin, so that if it is for her to scan those documents, let her scan it to me, then I'll forward it to them. Then I'll obtain the date to come and start. He's a family man, he's still asleep. You know, all these
No,
young
I
boys,
was
they like.
expecting this is what I wanted us to talk yesterday, but you say you were
Yes.
late to coming back.
Yes, I went to Ago. One of my friends, one Igbo guy. So his wife is celebrating their baby's birthday. And they say I must be there. So that was
So
why I said, okay, let me call you back.
you have Igbo friends.
I have a lot of them now.
You have a lot
A lot of them.
of them.
Plenty safe. If I go to trade fair now, this what did they call it? If I enter trade fair, I don't buy cosmetic now. Now that is the dash me. I have a lot of them in Alaba too safe.
but
Most of my friends are
but
he
you have them like this, but yet you just stand behind Buhari Bugidam.
Because if you don't befriend an Igbo man, you are lost already. You understand?
I don't
Because
understand. I don't understand. You say you should not befriend an
you
Igbo
see,
man.
the, yes, because the secretive manuscript of mankind is in the hands of Igbo. You know, they are born with it. So, and some of us, you know, we came to meet the Igbos in a country called Nigeria. You know, they are the original, this thing, because
Inhabitants.
they originated from the Kemet Empire. You understand? And that is why they think, because the secret of this world is in the hands of Igbos. You don't know?
Don't know.
Because they say make them not bring foreign rice. I bought foreign rice the first time yesterday. So, so there is nothing you cannot
You say
you
he bought foreign rice in first tag.
invest like yesterday.
And they must bring
16,500. You
it.
know, whether they like it or not, you know, there is one thing people don't understand. In this video, they say make the bad motto. You know, so just say they do motto. You know, Igbos, they are the Jews, they are the black Jews. And the Jews, even then, they themselves are afraid of Igbos. That is why they refuse to claim them as Jews. Because but they have the same DNA.
Even the same Jews are afraid of Igbos.
They are afraid of Igbos. You don't know. You know my younger brother, you know my immediate younger brother. He's a major in the in Directorate of Military Intelligence. He's now Nigerian military attaché to Nigerian High Commission in Pakistan. They went for one intelligence gathering one time. You know, Afghanistan bordered Pakistan bordered Afghanistan. You know that they went to a village in Peshawar. They met Igbo guys entering Afghanistan. What are they going to do? You can't ask a Jew to go to Afghanistan the way it is. So Igbos, they are like that. So the only thing is that when you befriend them, they will vomit the little things you will need to know to survive. They will vomit it to you. I'm working, my MD, the MD of my company is an Igbo man now from, what do you call it? He's in Northern than I am now. My son is the MD of my company. You understand? There was a time where we spent more than 2 years. He was still paying our salary, and we are not getting a contract. Is that not mystery? Is it?
Is that
You know
not
that I am now. That man from
is
Ukraine.
that not mystery?
It's a mystery now.
Paying salaries.
They are paying salary, and you are not getting any contract. And he even increased salary that period. You see? And nobody knows. There was a time even Board of Internal Revenue came to lock our office. They say this man get oil blood. He got oil wealth. They say he get this, he get that. If they say make him pay tax, he will pay. Even if they say make him pay 1 billion, he will pay. Is that not mystery? Is it? If there is anybody you will fear on this earth, it's Igbos.
I'm
Is it?
surprised. I'm surprised to be hearing this thing from you.
Now, Igbo, you go fear.
Upon
Look
all
at
the fight, upon all this fight, where are the fights with you?
You see, let me tell you one thing. Do you know why Babangida remain relevant in Nigeria?
No.
It's because he dined and wined with the Igbos. And that is why he remained relevant in Nigeria. You know, when Babangida was head of state, if he visit any state, he don't go to government house. He sleep in an individual Igbo house. You don't know. So, and he's always he's a free Nigerian. Have you ever had any assassination attempt on Babangida before? After he left power?
No, I've not.
Is it like, there is one thing people don't understand, and that is why Buhari is finding it difficult. He say dollar this, he say this, this. And the rate at which even people are bringing in things into Nigeria is even more than when our border is open. So who is fooling who? That is the end of it. That is what they know, that in my state now, the biggest rice farmers are Igbos. They don't push our people out of farms. Now then they farm rice now in Niger State.
Igbos.
That is farmer. Yeah, of course. Now then they farm rice now. Even rice now, then they buy local rice in the north. The Hausa man has money to buy local rice. And you know, that is why the other tribes hate Igbos, because they don't know how they make their money. Didn't you see how they took over first tax? They are like Jews. It's not like what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews in Germany. Before you know, after the First World War, before Second World War, the whole Germans were paying tax to the Jews.
Jews.
Even government was paying tax to the Jews because they've taken over Germany. You see? The Igbo guys, they arrested in the airport with gold worth 1 billion. We didn't carry Igbo man the big bowl, gold for Zamfara. Did the Hausa man know where they sell gold? Did the Hausa man know where they sell gold?
But why are they relegating Igbo man? There is nothing we do. Every government policy is targeted against Igbo man.
Let me tell you, the easiest way you can survive in Nigeria, let me tell you, it is when you push an Igbo man, that is when he will tend to survive. So when you push them, look at LG, Fuani. You know Fuani is not making money again. This man that owns LG is a distributor. Because LG now, if they are selling LG smart TV here in Fuani for 140,000, if you go to Alaba, it's 100,000. And nobody knows where they are bringing it from. Recently, I want to pack my fridge, my old fridge. Yeah. I went to Alaba, they did the carton for me in my present. Correct one, original carton, sir. You see? And you want this kind of people to go to answer up, I will be in trouble. what is it called? It's just like Arabs. Now, Arabs, they are the Mephi in the hands of the Jews. And Israel is a very small country that their population is not up to 6 million. Look at as big as Saudi Arabia. Have you ever heard Saudi Arabia don't fight Israel before? Now they control Arabs now. And you want us so that if you give also the man to Igbo man, they will just turn northern Nigeria to broad day like a prison. It's not possible. What do you know, people know? They don't know anything.
I saw this you forwarded WhatsApp today. I saw what you forwarded WhatsApp today.
Igbo, you see that was a mistake Buhari make when Buhari came in as president. Had it been he wanted Nigeria to move faster, I swear to God he would have hold a town hall meeting in southeastern Nigeria. Tell the Igbo religious leaders, the business leaders, and tell them that they should support his government. You understand? They will know even anywhere dollar is, they will go and bring dollar to push his government. Say he don't want to do it, he don't want to have anything to do with Igbo. Look at where we are today. It's not possible now. Because, you know, if you are talking about criminals in the world, America is the number one criminal country in the world. Didn't you know that?
Followed by Israel.
Because it is the evil that will teach you the sense. They will tell you that this is what you are supposed to do to succeed. You know what I mean? Which all of us know, Connie.
So you know that the Igbos are really pushed to a tight corner in Nigeria. That the Igbos are just on the fringes of being sent to Biafra or Equatorial Guinea.
Chief, we should not lie to ourselves. If you are talking about the real sector of the economy, You know, it is Igbos that shape the economy. You don't know. Because if you go to Madilas now, you go to Alaba, you go to Ladiko, you will see person, just a young boy will count $50,000, $100,000, put inside pocket, they go China, they go bring something. You know, if Babangida, I didn't think Buhari has sense. That 2015 when he became, he would have called 5-10 Igbo businessmen and tell them that we want light in Nigeria. And, you know, I reviewed the license where they give all these disco. Would by now would have gotten light. Because Igbos will go to Germany, they will go to anywhere and bring light to Nigeria. And then they want those importers of generators. See, we don't want generator in Nigeria. I beg, we need light. You understand? See this guy. Now. Do you know there is one thing that people don't understand? This man they call Batunaji. Maybe you've heard of him.
Batunaji,
former minister of power.
Power, yes.
Do you know why they push him out? Do you know in Nigeria currently, Batunaji is generating over 10,000 megawatts of electricity. But do you know that? Close to you, now, you know there is a place they call, he has a company in Abia that is, he has built it already. Federal government refused to buy the electricity.
Huh?
You know he's one of the best engineers in America. They brought him from America now. Batunaji. You don't know Batunaji?
I know him now. Former. Jennifer forced him to resign.
Because he wants to give us light. And the evil who has been preventing Nigeria from getting light advised Jonathan to drive the man. Do you know that there is a company they call Geometrics? As I'm talking to you, if you go to Abia, they have one of the largest single private owned electricity generating plants in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course now.
And the electricity they are generating, where are they using them?
You know, he's selling it to individuals.
In Abia?
Yes. Not only in Abia. He transfers electricity to other places. He said, just browse Geometrics. You see it now online. Geometrics. He's the owner of Geometrics. And another thing where Buhari made mistake is that it is people that have had, if you go to Saudi Arabia, you know this Saudi crown prince, most of his friends are black. When Buhari went to Saudi Arabia, the person that led that moved Saudi crown prince to Buhari is an Igbo guy now.
Yeah.
Now this guy, boy, he got a Saudi crown prince met the guy in America. You understand? Even Saudi, you know Saudi Arabia, they are a state oil company. They want to privatize it now. The 1% is Nigerian that want to buy that 1% of their shares. And it's an Igbo man.
Yeah, I never know all these things. So
there is one thing is that, you see, there is one thing people don't understand. If this refinery will work, if Buhari tell Igbo people, say, I want to refine, you know this man, what they call Ibeto? You know Ibeto has a chemical plant in Houston, in America. You know my brother now is the director of DPR. You know he's the current head of DPR. And Ibeto came to meet him that he has capacity that he can bring people to come and build refinery bigger than that of Dangote. But you know it is Dangote that pushed him out of Nigeria.
Yes, I know.
Ibeto. Do you know that Ibeto, up to now, Ibeto is paying more than $1 million on high sea. His cement are still on high sea. He wanted to flood Nigeria market in cement at $1 per bag. And people don't even understand. You want Igbo, if Igbo man rule Nigeria, we don't enter trouble now. Northern Europe, the first people they even deal with are Yoruba. And that is why Yoruba will never open his allow Igbo man to become president. It's not possible, sir.
So you now know that Dangote is ripping us.
Yeah, of course now. All the government cement company, not being the seller to Benue Cement, Ashaka and Sokoto Cement. Now in Bayam now.
Wow. I'm surprised that you know all these things. Yes, every day we are fighting on social media.
You see, let me tell you, if Buhari can walk up today and pick like 5 Igbo people and say, I beg, please, I want you to support my government. Nigeria will change within the twinkle of an eye. People will start shouting, where this man? You know, you don't want to have anything to do with people. And that is why his government is going down.
So you know his government is going down?
He's going down now. We're not moving forward. We're not moving forward. You see, we need to tell ourselves the truth. See, let me tell you. Look at this Cosmos Maduka. Do you know Cosmos Maduka? Do you know he's the only importer of what they call BMW?
Yes,
most of these are big cars.
Yes, I know.
From in the whole of Africa.
Yes, I know.
You know, he's a friend of King of Morocco. He's a great friend of Sokoto. So many. What whom did Buhari know? That is the problem we don't have. We have, and that is why you see that even Tinubu is there. He knows that if Tinubu picks APC ticket as president today, even people will not vote for him.
We didn't vote for Buhari now, so Tinubu is capitalizing. That's why he is planting his men. That you can do away with Igbos.
No, Northerners will deal with him. You see, a Northerner will even prefer to move with an Igbo man than a Yoruba man. You know, an Igbo, if an Igbo man get money, if an Igbo man get $1 million, you're going to say you don't get $1 million. And if Igbo man, you see, if Igbo man won't take action, he can easily open his eye and tell you that this is what I'm going to do. Is that not what Awolowo did to Ojukwu? Ojukwu, you know, it was Ojukwu that went to release Awolowo from prison.
Yes, I know.
When they sentenced him to life in prison. When Ojukwu became governor of Eastern Region, the first thing he did was to go and release Awolowo. Is it not the same Awolowo that killed him?
Calabar.
Is it not the same Awolowo that killed him? He went and told Awolowo that you go and declare Biafra. Then he said Awolowo should go and declare his own. Well, what did Awolowo told you? Awolowo said declare first. When he declared first, I will declare. The next thing Awolowo became Minister of Finance to go on.
And I know Awolowo is saying that, okay, he said that if you declare, that when you declare, did you tell him that you have declared?
You see, Buhari made the greatest mistake of his life. I swear to God. Do you know why Igbos are crying? Igbos, they are not even interested to be present on it. Just create enabling environment, make them do their business. You know, they are Jews. The religion is not really their problem. Have you ever had any Igbo man fighting for religion? They are not religious. What they need is comfort of life. Make them just get comfort. Look at Prince Ato Eze, this man that has Oranto oil and gas. Buhari don't want to have anything to do with him. And this man, you know, this is somebody that if Rolls Royce want to create a car today, they want to build a car today, they will contact him. Whether if he's interested. You know, he's only Nigerian now driving 2019 Rolls Royce. You don't want to have anything to do with him. Most Igbos are businessmen. Buhari has a problem. If I were the president of Nigeria, you know one thing? I would select every southeastern state to have like 3 billionaires. What do you say? If they want to call me, they have my number. You know, an Igbo man just want recognition. Say, this man, they call president of Nigeria to do. Everybody will rally him. And he would like to make, nothing will happen to you. This sickness, where Buhari is a sick, is he ordinary? He's not ordinary. IBB left power 1992. Even of recent that he started falling sick. He has been a relevant person.
Because of his connection with Igbos.
Yeah, of course now. IBB can come to Lagos today. He will go and sleep in Alaba. He can sleep anyhow. You know, if any Igbo man see IBB himself, and IBB can't sleep for you. You know, Buhari failed to study the mentality of Igbo. And that is why he's trying to introduce because Igbo is not interested, say, I want to be president. Just create an enabling environment for them, make them do their business. That is all.
But why are they not bringing people like you nearer to the seat of power? So that
Buhari
you talk
is a useless
sense.
Man.
So you talk sense.
Man.
You talk sense
you
to some of your people.
You don't get sense. You know the Chinese, as I'm talking to you now, if you go to this ongoing Lagos International Trade Fair, now because of Igbo, Taiwanese, all these Thailand, all these Chinese, they come for trade fair now. Who they buy Chinese franchise? Not the Igbo people. If this agricultural revolution he's even talking about, the people that would have helped him, helped his government to grow agri in Nigeria would have been Igbo. What you need to do is to tell them, make the build silos all over the country. Give them, in olden days, I'm a young boy. You know, in this, during the regional, you know, we have marketing board that market farm produce.
Yes, yes.
When you build, you see, when you build all these silos all over the country, give contract to Igbo, make them build those silos. Tell them that now you go get license, like Cosmos Maduka, all those big people, just give them license, say now we're going to market Nigerian food all over the world. You see that Nigeria will become an agrarian country all of a sudden. Because now they know where people they buy food. Is did Abuki Muno where they buy food? That is the problem with these people, don't understand. There is one thing you don't understand. See, is it Louis Ojukwu? You know Ojukwu, Ojukwu's father, Louis Ojukwu. You know he's the first transporter in Nigeria.
Yes, I know.
And he's the first person that you know when he was alive. You know that Ijibo, Oyibo, what they call it, Oyibo. That place, that Ido Park. You know, I get Ido Park.
I know.
You know, if you go to Ido Park, you go see Yoruba, you go see Hausa, you go see Igbo. You know, most of his properties all over. You see them every tribe day there. You know, he's a tribalized Nigerian because he's a businessman. You understand?
Yeah.
I know Louis Ojukwu that time. You know, he's the only major transporter to John Holt.
Yeah.
All those white companies where they come to Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know, I bring Leventis to Nigeria. Most big companies. You know, Igbo man, nobody say he wants to become president or minister. You know, Louis Ojukwu was offered to be minister and he refused. He said he don't want to be a politician. But he funded NCNC. That is an Igbo man. Had he been Buhari supported, bring Igbo to his... They would have even supported his government. By now, Daura, his village, somebody would have gone there to build oil refineries. Because now they get where money. And this man just sit down like an archaic person. And the people who are around him, they are old people. That is why we are suffering now. You know, during Jonathan, despite his fault, fuel was not as costly as this. Neighboring countries were getting their fuel. Nigerians were happy.
Yes.
Dollars was not as high as this. But we are not having any problem.
Yes.
We have reserve. We have everything. But all of a sudden, Buhari say, I don't go do with Igbo. And he was even showing the hatred towards them. And that is why they look at showing them hatred. If you go the whole of Broad Street now, William Street for Island, all those big buildings are Igbo people get there now. Yorubana Street, they said, they don't get shop. And these are people that would have helped you to move your economy. Just sit down and say, I don't want to do anything with them. Okay, go now. Go.
So you really know that Nigeria is actually going down?
Well, I mean, we are not moving forward now, Chief. Because Buhari, we are sitting on the time bomb, waiting to explode. And people don't know. I'm afraid now that by next year, you know, I've started processing my document. By next year, I'll leave Nigeria and I'll not come back again.
No. If you leave Nigeria, where are we going to run to?
Yeah, I'm even talking about, do you know that in my village now, 1,000 naira, if you give 1,000 naira to a person, but if you like say you don't carry 1 million, give up.
Yes, now.
People are hungry.
People are hungry, and the man doesn't
want
to.
They're hungry everywhere. And the problem is that he's not doing anything. You see? You need to have done something that people say, this is what I have done. He has not done anything. We are not moving forward. We are stagnated. Saying that this.
This Osibanjo case, so they want to force the man out. Or what is actually happening with Osibanjo?
Osibanjo will go.
Yes, because of
Tinubu. The northern oligarchy. You know, Buhari is not representing the North. Northerners are not happy with him. He has not done anything for Northerners. You know, we are not happy with Buhari.
That's why they kidnapped his Royal Highness.
He is not even that. They don't even want to have anything to do with him. Let him go. You see, do you know that PDP and APC will not form the next government? You don't know. Because if Buhari go, now APC will go. You know, when you are president, you are the leader of the party. What has it done to unite APC? APC is dead. PDP is dead. So what the Northerners are doing now is that there's an ongoing mobilization in the North. You see that they'll present a Northern candidate, Ali Boman, as vice president. That is all. You see?
A Northern candidate? So the presidency will continue to reside in the North?
In the North, because the Buhari is not representing Northerners, he's representing Yoruba people. You see, There is one thing people don't understand. This high hatred division in Nigeria. Now Buhari the cause of all. Buhari the cause of all. Because after that coup in 1966, Buhari Shagari came as president. Who was his vice president?
Boman.
And you know when Shagari left, when Babangida came in that 8 years, who the majority of businessmen that flourished during Babangida are Igbo people.
Yes.
Did we die? You know, Northerners, you know, Yoruba man can sit with you now. He's killing you, but you don't know. But an Igbo man can open his mind, tell you that this is what I'm going to do, and he'll do it. You can easily know where he's going. Yoruba that have agenda. Here your side, the Itamala, but he's going to kill you today. You know that we Northerners, we would prefer to move with Igbos than Yoruba people. Yeah. You know, we've never been in good time with Yoruba people.
Except this marriage of covenant, Tinubu broke out. And now they are trying to use Abakari to push out Osinbajo.
Yes, and he's succeeding. They don't sack all Osinbajo's aid now. Even his own PA now and a house man, they won't bring for him. You know, Osinbajo is a tribalistic person. You know that those 32 aides, they sacked recently, all of them are Yoruba.
Buhari is tribalistic too. Doesn't have Buhari, anything to do
Buhari
with
him. Let me tell you one thing, Chief. Buhari don't even know what is happening in his government. You don't even know, because you know that there are some ministers, you don't even know them. You don't even know how they got appointed. You understand? Just like Onyema, that Minister of Foreign Affairs. You know Buhari don't know him. Enugu people, where he come from, they didn't know him. You know, Onyema was a classmate to Abakari in the UK. That was how Abakari brought him. Are you telling me they don't have APC people that voted for Abakari? Are you telling me that there are no APC members in Enugu? George Mogalu, who contested, you know, George Mogalu has never changed party. He has been a Buhari, ardent Buhari, listen. He has been following Buhari since 2003. George Mogalu. What Buhari did was he sidelined George Mogalu for more than 5 years. It is just last month they gave him an MD of National Inland Waterways. That's where they're supposed to give minister. Osita Okechukwu was Buhari's spokesman. From 2000, he has never changed party before. People thought Buhari would even give minister. He didn't give him. Look at Chibuwa Kadibo. You know Chibuwa Kadibo was killed because of Buhari. Because of Buhari, that was how they killed Chibuwa Kadibo. And Chibuwa Kadibo predicted to Buhari that he would become president one day, but he might not be alive that time. But what Buhari should have done, he would have picked Chibuwa Kadibo, two of his children, give one ambassador, give one minister or special advisor. At least the Igbos will start seeing the sense of belonging in him. Like Ojukwu, when Buhari lost the election in 2003, you know Ojukwu drove from Abuja to Katsina to go and visit Buhari. You know Ojukwu taught Buhari and co when in the military school. He was their instructor now. What Buhari should have done, he would have picked Ojukwu, one of his sons, and his wife, and give them an appointment. Even minister says, you know, Igbos would have started saying, look at Omezueke. All those Igbos, look at Mike Ahamba. You know, Mike Ahamba supported Buhari.
The liar.
Down to Supreme Court. He didn't do anything for Mike Ahamba. Look at Tamsin Dewey, who supported Buhari all his life.
In fact, that,
he's not in Ibadan. He's not
doing
anything.
That is my greatest problem with Buhari.
Mm-hmm.
That Tamsin Dewey, somebody who has suffered all through.
Yes. Road book for Buhari safe. As I'm talking to you now, the way is on week here in Ibadan. Buhari has never visited him. You see? He is like that, though. And that is why you see that Nigerians, they don't even know where we are going. You say this.
But people are there supporting the man. See, you at least, there was something I was writing to you two or 3 days ago. Me. I campaigned and fought for Buhari. 2015.
I know now. I know that time.
2015. But now, I don't want to hear that name at all.
You know, the guy, it was later people come to discover that it was actually the VIA God that was the president of Nigeria. It's not Buhari. You see? The guy, he just, you know, God, if God has destined you to become somebody in life, you definitely be. But he's not, Buhari is not for this generation at all.
At all.
He has lost contact with the generation. You see? When Atiku and Obasanjo came, they sold all government property. What Buhari should have done, he would have been reviewing
all those transactions.
All those things they said. Look at Anamco in Enugu. You know, Anamco, now then they do 14-14 for us. They go spread the shares in Anamco. Buhari would have reviewed Anamco. You know, Buhari, you know, an Igbo man, I will keep continuing telling you, Igbo man don't want to be president. They just want an enabling environment where they can do their business. Just don't make life difficult for them. Carry your assault of the book, but don't touch their business, their lifestyle. You see? Now, most of them, if you come to first act now, Nadia, they just drink about. Most of them, they just want this man make it carry Wahala the book. Because they don't know where to. Because the man is making life difficult for everybody.
You know, since 4 years now, no single foreign company has entered this country in manufacturing.
So go and do what?
No
do,
single.
Do you have road? Do you have road? Do you have light? Let us be friends. If you want to travel from Lagos now to Abuja, it's a nightmare. There is no road.
Security.
If you want to leave Vestac now to Badagry, you spend 8 hours, you never reach Badagry.
All these things, I just don't know.
See, our teaching hospital, they are dead. There is no good teaching hospital now again in Nigeria.
Yes.
Look at our schools, the universities. You know, it's under his government now. People are just opening universities anyhow because he has lost control. Buhari don't even know what they are doing in educational center. He don't even know anything. He's just sitting down, battling with his health. I make him resign, make him go sit down, I make them bring somebody. It is leadership. It's somebody's leadership spirit that will move this country forward. You don't have that spirit that will move this country forward. You see?
But why are they not allowing people like you with so much vast knowledge about this country to be nearer to the seat of power? Why?
There is one thing, you see, Chief, there is one thing I want you to understand. Do you know that in olden days, I'm a small boy, but do you know that in olden days, do you know First Bank, UBA, Union Bank, and Afribank? You know, these are what they call government banks in olden days.
Yes.
You know, they are the issuance of government treasury bill. CBN, their policy is a government bank that formulates policies. The First Bank, you know, the security man in First Bank is a staff of the bank. Driver of First Bank or UBA, they are staff of the bank. But when the Obasanjo came, they sold government shares from all those banks. Now, do you know that Nigeria don't have a national bank? You know, the days, you know, we have IMB, this International Merchant Bank, that facilitates Nigerian foreign investment, Nigerian foreign trade.
Intercontinental.
You understand? We don't have that again. It's central bank. This man just they collect money they keep for central bank. For who? Eh? And people are hungry. Create, you know, what Buhari should have done, he would have even called like ABC Transport, all those GO, all those Young Shall Grow, and tell them that we want to start federal urban mass transit. If you want to leave Lagos now to Owerri, it should be 1,000 naira. You know, you have reduced hardship from people. Give them allocation, waiver, make them bring diesel to Nigeria. You know that a lot of people would have been employed. There would have been, you know, there would have been a lot of things. You understand? Now, everybody who own transport company, now they fuel them. Now they follow the cost of the disturb them. Road, no good. This one. Okay, what have you even done to subsidize the suffering of Nigeria? Nothing. Eh? If you go to Abuja now, no street light. No traffic light. And he has ministers. Eh?
And they are talking.
We can't continue like this now. Look at our research institute. They are not doing anything. If I tell you one thing now, Chief, you'll be surprised. You know that Northeast, you know they have 6 states. From Borno, Adamawa, Yobe, Taraba, Bauchi, Gombe.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they have only one teaching hospital? Which is Maiduguri University Teaching Hospital.
One teaching hospital?
They have only one teaching hospital. That is the university, Maiduguri University Teaching Hospital. You don't know?
Hey.
They don't even have state teaching hospital. You know, like in the southeast, you have an Ojukwu University Hospital, Abia has, then you have Enugu. You know, do you know that they don't have, they have only one teacher hospital in the northeast, and his wife is from there. And Buhari has spent more than 4 years, he didn't even think of establishing a teaching hospital in the northeast, even in Adamawa or Bauchi or Gombe. Okay, in the whole region, Nigeria, which people they need health in Nigeria? Mom. Maybe that northeast, where people Boko Haram, they kill everybody every day. Is it? And he has Boko Haram member in his government. The current national security advisor is a Boko Haram member. Because who they do Boko Haram? Maybe Kanuri people. Who is the chief of staff to the president? Is a Kanuri man. The national security advisor is a Kanuri man. GMD of NNPC is a Kanuri man. Minister of State for Agri is a Kanuri man. Who are the Boko Haram? Kanuri people. Chief of staff is a chief of army staff is from Borno State. So tell me, why are we still having Boko Haram? If you have national security advisor, chief of army staff, all from Northeast, GMD of NNPC from Northeast, why is not in control now? The high rate of discontentment in his government. We need to tell ourselves the truth.
What I'm asking,
at all these oil regulatory agencies, the South people, so they don't have any qualified person to hold the oil regulatory agency, NNPC, Department of Petroleum Resources, PPPRA, Petroleum Price Regulatory Agency, Petroleum Equalization Fund, PTDF, Petroleum Technology Development Fund. The all regulatory, now not as you go see. And that thing, you just sit down. Is it what a time bomb?
Fine.
I don't really understand.
And
Buhari has never paid an official state visit to any state in Nigeria in the last 5 years. Unless it's when you want to campaign. You know, familiarization, so you need to visit a state, spend 5 days, visit federal government institutions, see what is their problem, even travel by road, see their challenges. You just sit down for one place. Appoint ministers, they just did it as a shop money. Fashola opened his dirty mouth, therefore yesterday telling us that Nigeria road is not as bad as people are talking about. God punish him, Papa.
And social media is flooded with bad pictures of impassable roads.
Uh-huh. They even show a road now in Surulere that lead to his house. It's a federal road, very bad road. The road is not good from Orele to Boditomo. That road don't break now, sir. People know they pass the road. And he's just sitting there. You know that his father's house is behind that road.
So you know so much like this, and you have been fighting me and threatening me with arrest all this while. You know all this. You know all this is.
The man, you know the problem where Buhari gets you.
That somebody had to pour, somebody poured beer on me 2014 in the village here because of that man. No, it's really pathetic. See, as I sit here, every day the Indian companies keep calling me, what is happening? I say, Nigeria is in doldrum. Nothing is moving forward. Nothing is moving back. We are just going backward. Nothing. Since 2014 or 2015, no foreign company has entered this country. No manufacturing foreign company has entered this country. Nothing.
Now you come manufacture. Which you won't come manufacture?
To buy raw materials at 360 something naira to a dollar. Even you reach 520 naira to a dollar.
Sometimes. Yeah, that is not the problem. That is not even the problem. An Igbo man, even if you said dollar is 1,000 naira, you get his money and get out of Nigeria. But that is not the problem. But create an enabling environment. Do you know that in Festac, call your wife and ask her, for the past 1 week now, we know they get light.
In Festac?
No light.
No light in Festac?
There is no light. They brought light yesterday for 30 minutes. They took the light. Brought it back again for 30 minutes. They took the light. As I'm talking to you, we don't have light.
So, everybody will be burning generator.
Uh-huh. Generator. Every block of flat now is like factory.
Hey.
And you are the largest country in Africa.
Hey!
Is it, if Buhari say, okay, what Buhari should have done, he would have called him, like, let's talk now. Call one big man, the Igbo man, say, I want to give you, make they give light to investors. If make they give light, maybe they pay 10,000, 10,000 naira. People will pay. If that light is constant 24 hours, why wouldn't I pay? Eh? We will not travel now. Now, when I be with the travel, you see?
It's really one chance we enter. What is annoying me most is that there are no people around Buhari to tell him the truth. The people that are supposed to tell him the truth are praising him. If you look at Facebook or social media, since I came, I've been fighting a lot of people on social media because they keep praising this Emeka Ejohan. This is the way they misled Rocha Sokrocha. They misled him to start thinking that he was God and that everything in Imo revolved around his family. The same thing is happening. Every small thing, they are posting. I don't know whether... Oh, there are so many youths in Imo that are not doing anything. They just... you just shove through the net. With your phone, you do anything on the net. That is what I see. That is happening. So we need people
we're in a big net, I'm telling you.
And upon that, Tinubu is preparing. Abakari has he has made that comment. He has given that remark that Tinubu will not be a bad idea. You know, that is not a newcomer. So Tinubu is warming up. I doubt whether if a Yoruba man takes over mantle of rulership with this
country. You think Northerners? We even prefer, you see, let me tell you, we prefer a South person to be president of Nigeria than a Yoruba man. No, your passenger kill Nigeria. See, now you destroy this country, man. Where we are today. Now Obasanjo destroyed Nigeria now.
But now Buhari is burying it. If Obasanjo destroyed it, Buhari is burying it.
See, what Buhari should have done, he would have come back, you know, reshape Nigeria to his back glory. But he don't. It's not his fault because he don't even know where to start from. You see, somebody who spent 9 months, he didn't appoint ministers. But ministers are noisemakers. In the world, I've never seen, in the world, when you elect president, within 24 hours, you appoint his minister. You see? It's only Buhari we know.
No, Buhari should not be for this generation.
He's not for us, just
here. He should not be for this. Somebody who was, I think in 2015 or so, he was 76 years. In 2016, he was supposed to be 80. But he's 75.
See, let me tell you one thing. See, whomever you see, chief, committing crime, you know, it's one circumstances that will lead someone to commit crime. You don't know.
Yes, as it is now.
You know, they say an idle man is a devil workshop.
That is what's happening here. This is my
state. If Nigeria should be a developing country where things are happening, you don't see people going to commit crime now. Nobody. Now, most people are leaving school now, yahoo. So, because there are no activities, somebody who is coming out of school is in school, he and his teacher, they stay down for beer parlor. So, how do you want him to grow up as a... Because, you see, let me tell you one thing. Most countries, you see high rate of crime. You discover that it is one thing that will subject them to be doing that. If nobody wants to be a criminal now. You understand? But... The problem now is that our institutions are not functioning and people have to survive. You understand? That is what people don't understand. You see? Now, in Nigeria now, as I'm talking to you, do you know this Baba Ijebu? You know in this, people that do Baba Ijebu, they're just old men, retirees. People are old.
It was pool now, pool betting.
Yeah, pool betting. Now, do you know that in Lagos now, every in Festac now, even in my clothes now, we have Bet Niger. We have so many things that are going on. And children are not doing anything. That is what they are going to make first quick money. You understand? Quick money. Yahoo, yahoo. And because there is no, they are not doing anything. No activities. No factory. A child will wake up in the morning. He don't have any place to go. Somebody wake up. He was brought up in a block of flat. He's still staying in a block of flat at the age of 35 with his parents. You understand? Why would he go and commit crime? Yeah? You know, there are a lot of things. You know, you have to put a lot of institutions in place to curb criminality. You know, Southern America, you know, that is the worst place you see the worst criminals in the world. This one, there is no crime here now. You know, the thing where they happen in Mexico, in Brazil, in all those places. Especially, they kill more than 100 people at once. Because the institutions are decaying. And if the institutions are decaying, likewise, human mind will be decaying. That is what people don't understand. You see? If you're a village that you're supposed to travel within 45 minutes, you are spending 5 hours. Your mental faculty will not be stable.
And you are not safe even within the 5 hours. You are not safe from
You are not safe. You understand? You know, you are in the East. You see somebody, he has to go and hire security to guide him. Because there is no security. Eh? Yeah, I don't know. Buhari came now in the last 5 years. He has not built any police barrack for police to live. Police is owned by federal government. In Imo, did you see any police barrack in Imo State that was recently built?
No, for nowhere.
Uh-huh.
The thing is that Buhari is a mistake.
Uh-huh.
In the history of this country, it's a big mistake.
But you know, we cannot hide. You know, the only thing is just for us to hide ourselves in shame, so that we'll be supporting him. We'll be hypocritically, we'll be supporting him, so that let him do and go. Because if you start criticizing the means of people, they say, "I know you will not bring them."
We need to criticize him publicly. We need to criticize him publicly. He needs to understand. Nigeria is going down. Nigeria is going down every day. I have been in the village now for 5 weeks, doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And even coming to Lagos, I'm not coming to do anything. I'm thinking of relocating permanently. Now, many things are wrong. No money, no business, nothing. What are you going to do? Everybody is just looking. Nigeria is a big time bomb, and the day it will explode, I just pity people.
So if I tell you one thing now, you'll be surprised. Do you know that Edo Contractor? They have just only one aircraft now.
You see? The whole Edo Contractor.
Arik is dying already.
Huh?
Okay. Do you know that the airlines now, that was why Ethiopian Airlines said they want to start running our own local domestic flight. They're no Greek. Are you no get aircraft? You see?
They
are not doing anything about you.
They need to put one Igbo man there. Let him come and organize things. Igbo man will not even favor Igbos, but let him reorganize Nigeria. We prefer Hausa man to be there, but not this type of
Buhari.
No.
You know, there is one thing that you people don't understand. The Igbo people will not like an Igbo man to be president. Do you know why?
Why?
The Igbos will change them. You know, the way where it is, let me tell you one thing. You know, as at 19, you know, in 1958, when Queen Elizabeth visited Nigeria, you know, Nigeria government has no Rolls Royce. You don't know.
That's why
it was Ojukwu's father.
Ojukwu's
father. After that time, Ojukwu's father has Rolls Royce already driving Nigeria. Maybe Ojukwu. No, be Ojukwu father. You know Fela? This is Fela and Nicola Kwakuti.
Yes.
You know that Ojukwu father bought a car for her now. You know Fela's mother was Ojukwu's father's girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yes, I know.
Olufimila Kwakuti was his girlfriend now.
Yes, I know.
You know, and I would like to say that, you know, the independent, it was the Igbos that started fighting for independence. And you know, you think British, they don't get sense. They don't say if they give Nigeria to an Igbo man, then Nigeria will become independent physically. And they will not allow that. You know, the way where we, if they say we could bring money, we'll carry money, go give them. You think an Igbo man will carry money, go give. You don't see your Igbo man, they do business for London.
White man.
Or for US. No, you see, if you give Nigeria to Ani Bonma, do you know what Ani Bonma will do? He'll forget about the West. You understand?
Yes.
So, you know, what has been holding us is these white people. And you know, Ani Bonma don't believe in a white man. He can do it for himself. Look at Inoso now. Inoso is not manufacturing car. You think Oyibo is happy seeing Ani Bonma manufacturing car? You know that the best battery now in Nigeria is being produced in
Nnewi.
Chief of Air Staff was at Nnewi 4 days ago now. Because the battery most of our fighter jets are using now is from Nnewi. And the Chief of Air Staff recently said that battery, you know that the one they import from UK lasts for 6 years. This one now, ever since they brought, they are flying with our aircraft. They know they even charge themselves. You see? I think they were Ibo Man will allow Ibo Man to become president.
No, but we have gotten our independence. Within ourselves, we need to extricate all those entanglements with West and be truly independent and be truly ourselves and think of how to move forward. And
the Igbo will not allow that. The Igbo people will not allow that.
But Igbo, why? Look at what is happening in Rwanda. They are not looking at even the Igbo. Even they are trying to define human rights. There was one publication I saw. You know, the West will tell you human rights, but they will support the killing of people, and they will not talk about human rights. We really
Rwanda president.
Yes.
You know, so you have people that disappear in his government. He's currently killing people.
The people they are using, the West is using.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm coming. Let me call you back.
Okay. All right.